This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Stoney with you. Stoney brought this to my attention with the Detroit News earlier today. Angelique had this column which ranks the teams in the Big Ten. There's 18 of them. Based on football stadium atmospheres. It says, if you want to get to the nation's largest stadiums, the Big Ten has you covered with the top three in terms of capacity with Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio Stadium. Rose Bowl, where UCLA plays its home games, it's the 10th largest, and there are six other Big Ten stadiums among the next 15 to round out the top 25. How loud a stadium can get also factors into the atmosphere, and there are plenty of loud stadiums in the conference, including two of the latest additions with Washington's Husky Stadium and Oregon's Autzen Stadium. Whether the home team is winning and the matchup can affect the whole atmosphere and level of energy. With that in mind, this is where it gets into what they did with the Detroit News rating the Big Ten stadiums in terms of atmosphere.
Here we go.
So there are some things I find interesting. We'll get to after going through the list.
What's interesting to me, and we'll get to it like in a second, is when I saw who did the list, and I love Angelique. I mean, she's great, but she... everybody accuses her of being biased or whatever. So I figured that the Big House would be right up there in the top two or three. And it's not. We'll just leave it at that.
So the worst stadium in terms of atmosphere in the Big Ten is Northwestern. Totally understand that, given that it's a tiny stadium. They're rebuilding it. They're going to bring a whole brand new look and feel, which should be amazing. All the artist renderings of the new stadium at Northwestern look incredible. But... mm-hmm. As far as, what is it, Ryan Field now?
Medicine Field at Martin Stadium.
Medicine Field at Martin Stadium, yeah, sorry. It's even worse, because there is no Ryan Field right now anymore. I mean, RF is out in New York, but it's different. number 17, the stadium at Rutgers. Not surprising. 16, the stadium at Maryland.
Okay, that's a place I've been to. And back when, like, Boomer Esiason played there, it could be raucous. I've gone there twice since then, and once it was like a Michigan home game.
Yeah, they haven't been terribly competitive at Maryland, and I can totally understand why it's the atmosphere there sucks. Number 15, Ross-Ade Stadium at Purdue. I've been there once, and it was a miserable day in terms of the rain falling in the second half of the game, and also the fact that Purdue beat the hell out of Michigan State with Drew Brees in that game that I was at when he threw for over 500 yards, including nearly 300 to the wide receiver that he had with the same damn play over and over and over and over and over and over again. I think the receiver's name was Daniels. Was one of the two losses Michigan State had there in the 1999 season. Number 14, this is surprising. The Rose Bowl for UCLA.
That's not surprising at all.
Well, it's surprising in that when you hear Rose Bowl, you think of the great pageantry of the Rose Bowl because it's an amazing stadium. It's a great, well, I should say it's a great setting.
Yeah.
Stadium itself is nothing special.
It's very.
It's the setting where it's at and what it means to play in the Rose Bowl.
It's similar to Michigan Stadium, the way it's a bowl and that type of stuff. But.
Nobody goes to games.
Nobody goes to games because it's like, traffic, it's like 40 minutes.
It's in Pasadena. And
UCLA's in Westwood.
Campus is not in Pasadena.
No, it's
so that
ridiculous.
Doesn't seem to make sense. I just think it's interesting for people that, you know, when you the first thought when I hear Rose Bowl is, oh, because I have great memories of going to the Rose Bowl. It was an incredible experience. And it was really the game day atmosphere more so than the stadium itself. Number 13, Memorial Stadium at Indiana.
I guess now it's probably has some buzz to it because they're good, but I remember watching games, and you have too, on television, where the place is like half empty all the time. I thought that would be worse than 13th, actually.
Well, but look at what's behind it. I can understand, and probably because Indiana is having some resurgence now, they're getting people there, and they've had bigger games there as well.
Yeah, but did you see what Cignetti did they announced today? They had a home, not that this team's great, they had a home and a home with Virginia. They're paying Virginia like $500,000 to get out of it. And they're scheduling like Austin Peay and two other nondescript schools instead.
To try to get the win total up, I guess, or ease up their schedule. I don't know. There might be something else behind the scenes you don't know, but on the surface doesn't look good. Number 12, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, which is where USC plays. I've been there, not for a football game. I was there for a mixed martial arts event.
Was that the Johnny Morton one?
I was there.
Wow.
And
the USC player.
Right, that's true. It's the only time I've been at the Coliseum, and it's terrible.
I covered a Lions-Raiders game there in either 86 or 87, and the place was like half empty.
Yeah, it's just it's huge, and yet when you hear what the capacity is, I'm surprised that that's it. It looks like it should seat like 120,000 people,
right. And
it's like 80 or something.
When USC is really good, though, that place rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Games on television.
It does seem, and it feels like USC is the one football team that people in California can get behind.
Yes, more than USC.
I should say people in Los Angeles.
More than
behind.
The Rams, more than the Chargers.
Well, they don't care at all about those teams. Number 11 in the Big Ten from atmosphere, it's the Spartan Stadium in Michigan State. This is amongst the prettiest campuses in the Big Ten, and the tailgating near the stadium can be robust, especially for big games. The sight lines are very good inside the stadium, and while the seating is steep, the view is worth it. Also, and this is very important, having a Melting Moments ice cream sandwich is a must, no matter what the temperature is. So you're hearing all the glowing paragraph about Michigan State, but it's number 11 on the list. Now, being a Spartan, I will say my piece on the stadium. From watching a game standpoint, it's great. It's fantastic. From everything they say there, the sight lines are great. Even though it's steep, that's what you want. You want to have the great view. There's not a bad seat there. But if you have to leave your seat to go get something to eat or drink or use the facilities, you're gone forever. Because the bathroom lines take forever. And that's always been a problem, and they're constantly saying they're going to work on it, and I hear they're going to work on it, or they're working on it.
Well, put more porta-johns in the concourse.
Do something. just to help out with that aspect. But the other thing is the food. People have been complaining about the food sources they have at Spartan Stadium for years. They're changing them this year. They've gone to a new vendor. The new AD has come in, and they're going to do something about that. So we'll see if it improves and how much it does improve. Number 10, Huntington Bank Stadium for Minnesota.
That's a surprise to me, but I've never been there.
I haven't either, and it was also a surprise to me, but it said it isn't the biggest stadium in the Big Ten with a capacity just more than 50,000, but that's part of its charm. Maybe that's exactly why, because you can sell it out. You're not having to over-indulge yourself there. It says it opened in 2009, has plenty of modern amenities while giving off an old-school feel. Sure, it gets cold in Minneapolis, but having an open-air stadium there is part of the fun. Number 9, I can't believe it's this high. Memorial Stadium in Illinois. Been there. Awful, as far as I was concerned. It's in the middle of nowhere, Illinois, flat Illinois. It does absolutely nothing for me. I'm stunned it's at number 9. Number 8, Camp Randall.
I've never been.
Wisconsin.
I hear it's great.
I've been there. It is great. That crowd loves it, and it's probably one of the most raucous places I've ever been to watch a game, and I'm stunned it's only at number 8. Number 7, Kinnick Stadium in Iowa. Again, probably similar because the everybody that goes there are diehard Iowa fans. They come out in droves, and what they do at the end of the third quarter, the whole salute to the hospital there, is awesome. It's a great part of it. Number 6, Michigan Stadium. So outside the top 5, it's interesting. It says before 2010, when the Big House added luxury suites, this was not the noisiest of stadiums. Now, with the big brick structures, it looks more imposing and holds the noise far better. A maze-out night game is a sight to behold, especially when the Killers or Mr. Brightside plays in the third quarter. Not being a Michigan fan, I will say this, though. The tailgating atmosphere there is great.
Spectacular.
Sitting and watching a game in there, not the greatest experience. Not because I'm a Spartan, because you're crammed in the stadium. It wasn't, I mean, until they made some changes, it really wasn't that loud. It was interesting how quiet the place could be to have, reported 110,000 people there. But are you surprised it's at number 6?
I kind of am, but I'm pleasantly, I'm happy that it's not a biased take.
So the top 5 gets really, really interesting. And because you now know that Michigan's not part of the top 5, the teams that are in the top 5, I find it really interesting. And we're going to get to that next here on 97.1, The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.